and welcome to the Marketing Showcase podcast. I'm James and I host the studio at Marketing Showcase events up and down the UK, where we get the chance to chat to experts from, well, every element of the marketing world about what they're working on, along with the latest trends in marketing, what's really working for them and what's not, their wins and their challenges, and lots, lots more.
Hello, I am Andrew Kidger. I'm head of production and partnerships at Cravens. We're an advertising agency based in Newcastle and London.
Right, opposite ends of the country. To make your life nice and easy.
I do commute between the two on a regular basis, at least weekly. So I wish that there were train miles, but there aren't, sadly.
So a little birdie told me that you've got quite an interesting career story. You've done some interesting stuff in your time. Pick out a few highlights for us, if you would do.
Sure. So I first got into broadcast media back in the 90s when digital was a new concept. So I worked at the world's first digital TV network, which is called Orbit. It was based in Italy. So for a young 23, I think I was at the time, graduate, this was very exciting. I spent 4 years there. And while there, I learnt how to make promotions. So I was the guy that used to do trailers, and I worked across a number of different brands, entertainment brands, sport. When I came back to the UK, I wound up at ITV, doing a lot of ITV promos. From there, I went to National Geographic, which was definitely a career highlight.
That is very cool.
Very cool. So it was National Geographic Channel, but we used to work quite collaboratively with National Geographic Television as well. We would sort of get to hang out and interview some really interesting characters who had just come back from 6 months living with gorillas and things like that. So that was cool. I then spent 10 years working for a company that was initially called Zone Media, but we were bought several times. The interesting part of that journey was that we started off with three channels that were based in Poland, actually, and were then rolled out across the Sky network. But we then acquired a bunch more channels and did various partnerships as well. So amongst the sort of well-known brands in that were CBS, Food Network, Extreme Sports. So again, really sort of varied. And that background, I mean, that was sort of 20, 25 years working in promotions and production. And then I sidestepped into advertising, which was a little bit of an accident, really. But there aren't that many people that move around between the sort of silos of creativity.
That's because it's the dark side in advertising.
That's right. So I accidentally wound up in advertising, shall we say. But I've been doing that for the last, about a decade, which I can't quite believe either. It's gone very quickly.
I really enjoy these kind of conversations. So I started work at a newspaper in 99. So email existed and the internet existed, but wasn't commonplace. Like, people would come into reception to talk to us about news stories, and photographers would go and take photos and then go and lock themselves in the dark room and print those photos. Yeah. And you know, there are people working in marketing now that wouldn't even recognise some of those phrases. And I really enjoy kind of reminiscing. But not just in a, you know, not in a, wasn't it better then? But like, isn't it interesting how things have changed and the stuff that's been revolutionised, but also the stuff that's kind of still relatively similar. People still sit down and watch the television. Yeah. That's not changed in 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, the way it's all made and stuff like that has done. How do you feel when you kind of look at the media landscape now compared to when you started working in the 90s?
I think it's very different. Obviously, when I started working, there were probably five channels, really. You know, sort of going back to the late 80s, early 90s, you know, five terrestrial channels.
Yeah.
I mean, I was part of this kind of boom around the digital channel age, obviously MTV kicking things off. But suddenly, you know, there was a channel for everything, DIY or food or whatever you fancied. But TV was still very much the place that you consumed stuff. Whereas, of course, these days, I mean, I have a 14-year-old son, and he never watches TV. He watches YouTube.
Yeah.
And YouTube is his channel. And, of course, within YouTube, he's got access to almost anything. So that's very different. And I think, you know, My own personal viewing, yes, I still watch TV. I like to watch TV as a communal experience. So it's something you do with the family, you do with the wife, you do as a couple. Very often when you're by yourself, you're more likely to watch something on digital, on YouTube or whatever, because you're going to find something a little bit more tailored to what you feel like doing at that moment in time.
So I think
the experience of consumption is very different, and therefore also the way in which we are working and working with our clients, obviously that has to be quite different as well.
I find the fluidity of content consumption nowadays really fascinating, and still kind of getting my head around. I mentioned I started off working in newspapers, but most of my career was spent working in radio, and back then radio was something that you switch the radio on and you listen to it. Then kind of digital radio and internet radio came along, and now there are brands where their best content goes out on their social media feeds, so you don't even need to particularly listen to that radio station to engage with that radio. So the fluidity of everything being very brand focused and how you engage with that brand and whether you watch it or listen to it or scroll through it or whatever is almost irrelevant. It's just about you engage with that brand because it matches your values and it's what you're interested in. And again, something that I feel some people probably view quite negatively, and I love it. I love the fact that it's fluid, and that if we had this conversation in 10 years it would all be different again, and that's really exciting and wonderful. I'm just off on a bit of a rant now, and so what I was going to ask you is, tell us a bit about kind of what you do now then and what you're working on at the moment.
So, as we've been saying, really, yes, TV still plays a really important role in what we do and what we do with it with our clients and customers. So very often, TV is the way to access a sort of large audience instantly. But social content is equally, if not more important, how that kind of core message, key message, is then distributed and across different platforms. So most of the brands that we work with, we do everything from social media films to radio spots to TV spots. We do a wide range of stuff. We can do last year, for example, we published a kids book for a client of ours, First Bus, and it was all about sustainability, and they're going to an all-electric fleet in Leeds in West Yorkshire. So we created a kids book, so from the point of view of a kid, why it was important, why green travel is important. So that was a particularly interesting thing, writing podcast series, or there's all sorts of ways that you can reach people, as we've said. So I think from a creative point of view, it's never been more interesting, because you're being asked to work across a whole range of different platforms and subjects and ways of making stuff and ways of speaking to people.
Absolutely. You can probably hear the clattering in the background. They are dismantling Marketing Showcase around us, so we'll have to wrap things up. But Andrew, thank you. It's been a real pleasure to chat to you. I could quite happily stand here for the next hour and talk to you, because I imagine there's some amazing memories that you've got from over the years that hopefully we'll get the chance to do this again at some point at another Marketing Showcase. But thank you for your time today.
Thank you, James. Cheers.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Thank you for joining us. Please check the feed for loads more content from Marketing Showcase events. You can find out more about Marketing Showcase at mktgshowcase.co.uk. There's details about the upcoming events on there, along with a ton of useful blogs, details about exhibitors, links to social channels, and more. I run my own business, by the way, Sound Media, helping brands to incorporate podcasting into their marketing output. If you'd like to get to know me a little bit better, LinkedIn is the place for that. Search for James Marriott and look for the headphones emoji. That's me. We'll be back soon with more insights from Marketing Showcase. See you then.